You are listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners just like you become a master at your finances without confusion so that you can increase your profit and net worth. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools to take your financial power back. Let's make some major money moves together. Welcome to another episode of She Means Profit, and I am so happy to have you here with me again today. Today is Saturday morning, and it's sunny and beautiful, and even though we are technically in the dead of winter, it feels very much like spring today, and with the sun shining, it just gets me in such a great mood. So after I record this podcast, I'm going to grab the dogs and my husband and go for a walk outside and just really enjoy the day. And speaking of dogs, for those of you who do ask me regularly about my little sweet Georgie, who's not so little anymore, she's gotten to be quite big. I'm not sure how much she weighs now, but she's 6 months old. And she is almost full grown. So she's grown very quickly and she's the sweetheart. She's doing really well. Her training's going well. She's still a puppy, right? So she's hyper and still has lots of energy, but she's a good girl and she listens really well. And she's just been an amazing addition to our family. Her and Charlie get along really well. They love to fight with each other, but it's all play fighting. So it's fun. It just brings that even more joy into the house. I'm absolutely loving having her there. Today, we are talking about what you need to know as a business owner to get rich. Yes, I said it. Get rich. Just those two words I have noticed can leave people with a visceral reaction to it. It's almost like I've said something vulgar when I say, it's time to get rich. But rich can mean different things to different people. So when you dig a little deeper into what I mean when I say it's time to get rich, it's really about financial confidence. When you have financial confidence, you can go after your financial goals, big or small. But knowing that whatever goals that you choose, you have the tools to achieve them. But it's not vulgar to say get rich. And I'm really trying to get women comfortable with this idea because getting rich is a good thing. We've been trained to believe that being rich or having lots of money is greedy, or that people will think we're bad people if we have a lot of money, or just so many negative connotations to women taking financial control. And it's so not like that. When you have financial confidence, you can reach new heights. And a lot of good is done when more wealth is in the hands of women. It is a proven fact. I've spoken about it before, and I'm going to keep reminding you that having wealth in the hands of women is a good thing because as women, we tend to reinvest into our communities and we invest into other businesses that women are running. And we do so much more with wealth as well. If you have a goal of getting rich and opening a non-for-profit or a charity or contributing large donations, like whatever your choice may be, women tend to do that more than men. And it's a good thing to get rich because you can help others with money. And even if you choose not to, that's your personal choice. Just remember that getting rich is more about financial confidence than it is about vulgarity. So we're going to dive into that a little bit more today. And before we get started, I want to remind you that my Simon & Schuster book, Cash Confident, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Creating a Profitable Business, is now available for pre-order. So the book is going to hit bookshelves. You can find it physically in a store. It is traditionally published. You don't just buy it on Amazon or Barnes & Nobles. It will be in stores. And it will be available to purchase physically May 16th. If you pre-order the book before May 20th, you will have access to all the free bonuses which are available. And they are valued to be more than $3,000 worth. And why am I doing this? Because pre-sales and pre-orders are everything when it comes to book sales. So these book bonuses won't be around forever. They expire on May 20th. So I highly recommend if you're interested in the book, or even if you're interested in the bonuses, because the bonuses are valued way higher than the book is, make sure that you pre-order and you get immediate access to the free bonuses. So I will leave that link in the show notes. Just make sure that when you pre-order the book that you go to my website, melissahoustoncpa.com, and find the Cash Confident book page. And you scroll down just a little bit and there's a box where you enter all your information, your name, your email address, and your order number of the book that you purchased. And then you will be granted access to the free bonuses. And if you have any discomfort with the idea of getting rich from your business, in those bonuses, you have instant access to my Cash Confident Mindset Workbook, where you can start working on any money mindset issues you may have, especially around making more money. I have worked with tons of women in this space. And the one thing I've noticed with women is so many of us tend to believe that we only need to earn as much as we need to survive. And I'm here to just smash that myth because that's so unfair and it's so untrue. I personally want more out of life than just to survive. I want to have experiences. I want to provide for my family. I want to do things. I want to buy things. I love luxury items. Why am I not allowed to earn money to buy them? So I want to make sure that I set myself up for financial security. So I have my active income that I make through my business. I have my passive income set up. I have my investments. I have retirement funds. I have all sorts of things going on so that I know that I'm financially secure in life. And it alleviates a lot of financial stress. And it just didn't happen. I had to learn a lot of these skills and strategies. And this is what I'm here to share with you. As business owners, you can achieve financial freedom a lot quicker than you can through traditional employment. So I want you to remember that. And I want you to remember that the key is to creating the most profit that you can through your business. Okay, so we're going to get into it. Before I go on an entire rant, let's talk about what business owners need to know to get rich. Have you ever dreamed of becoming a business owner and achieving wealth? It's not an impossible dream. In fact, the right strategies and determination can help you become financially successful as a business owner. So as I was saying, as a business owner, it's a good thing to be financially successful. If you want your business to flourish and thrive, you need to create profit and reinvest that profit into growing your business. As a business owner, you have been gifted with the opportunity that can change you and your family's lives. With the right approach and knowledge, you can use your business to build wealth properly using available tools and resources. The best thing about this position is that it offers tremendous freedom and flexibility to choose your way to succeed. So rather than being traditionally employed where we're given a job and we're expected to do it, you can build your business based on your values, based on your interests, your passions, what you love out of life. And chances are, if you're listening to this show, you already have your business going for you. And setting your business up for financial success, earning that income that you do, like your active income is what you actively do in your business to earn income. And then your passive income is how you invest your money and get that money working for you, right? Knowing how to set this up will help you achieve wealth a lot quicker than it would in the traditional way of being employed. So you have a lot of flexibility and the ability to choose the way that you succeed in your business. You need to stay informed about current market trends and keep up with changing things and take advantage of all the opportunities there are out there. Being a business owner is not a get-rich-quick scheme by any means, but with hard work, dedication, and some really good and fresh ideas, there's no limit to what kind of wealth that you can create as a business owner. But remember that it's not enough to have a good business idea. You need to have the financial structure in place. The financial structure is the backbone of your business because that's what keeps the business going. If you think about it, if you had to drill down to one word that makes a business successful, that word is cash. So you have to be able to generate sales to get the cash coming in to fuel the business. Cash is the lifeline of a business. Cash is financial. Let's talk about what exactly it takes to get rich as a business owner. And the first number one thing I'm going to say is a plan for financial success. So the first step to building your wealth as a business owner is having a financial plan for that success. This plan, I often call it a business financial plan, It includes setting goals for yourself and your business and objectives for how much money you want to make over time and how you will reach those goals. It should outline what expenses and investments you need to make in order to achieve your desired level of wealth. With this plan, staying focused on your goal of getting rich as a business owner will be a lot easier. You may have heard me say this, and I'll say it again. A goal without a plan is just a wish. So you need to get these plans into action. This reminds me, I'm doing a presentation in April, and the title of the presentation is Fortune Favors the Bold. And I love that because it's true. You have to be bold in your financial goals, and that takes courage. So having the courage to step into what you really want is important. Set those big audacious goals and then get a plan in action to achieve them. Knowing what your financial goals are is key in achieving them. It's about more than just identifying what you want, but also how much time it will take to get there. Clear purpose and the courage to take action towards that goal are essential keys for success. Learning how to manage your resources effectively and understanding that money is an energy resource that you can use to improve your life majorly will lead to greater contentment in the long run. So taking control of your financial life with firm commitment and boldness will give you plenty of rewards in the future. Fortune favors the bold. Having that financial confidence is unreal. It's a total life changer because once you have that financial confidence with your business, nobody can mess with you. You know your business inside and out. It's like, you know, when you go mama bear with your kids, it's the same thing. You know your kids, you know them, you love them, you've nurtured them, you've taught them. So when you know your business and you understand how you make profit in your business, you're going to go mama bear on your business because you've got that financial confidence. So the second tip I want to leave you with is self-discipline is key. Getting rich as a business owner requires self-discipline. There's no doubt about it. So it's not only about managing your finances, but also in managing yourself. As an entrepreneur, there are always and will always be distractions that can lead you away from your path. If you are taking the path towards financial success, if you let these distractions take control of you and your decisions, you will get off path. So therefore, it's important that you remain focused on achieving the goals that you've outlined in your plan for financial success by staying disciplined and following that plan. I mean, plans change for sure. Just because you've done a plan, a financial plan, and maybe you've outlined what's going to happen in the next year, things change absolutely. And you have to have that flexibility in letting your plans change with time. However, you don't want to be veered off course to your goals. And there are so many temptations out there, so many promises of how they can make your business rich. And I will say this, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Sales for sure is absolutely the first thing that you need to focus on for your business. Because without sales, you're not going to have cash. And that cash will not fuel your business if you don't have it coming in. But once you've got cash coming in, the second most important thing you need to do is manage that money. Manage how the business makes cash and how you spend that cash. And ensure that you are living within the means of your business. So you don't want to spend more in expenses than you're bringing in financially. And absolutely, there are so many temptations out there that says, hey, if you take my program, you're going to make more cash. You're going to make more sales by doing this. And there's so many different ways we can get distracted. But once you've got a good system in place, you need to manage that money. So don't get distracted by these promises of making multiple six-figure, seven, eight-figure income, whatever the great promise is, because you don't want to grow your business until you have that solid financial foundation. Because trust me, I've seen it many times in business, even multiple seven-figure businesses go bankrupt because they have not managed their cash well. So you can be bringing in seven, eight figures in sales, but you still run the risk of going bankrupt. Profit and sales are very different. They can't exist without each other, but they are very different. And you want to focus on your profit before you grow your business rather than focusing on how much revenue you're bringing in. And then the final tip I'm going to leave with you today is resiliency. Being a successful business owner requires resiliency. And if you've been in business for any amount of time, I'm sure you've already figured that out. because the life of an entrepreneur holds many highs and lows. It is so easy to get discouraged when faced with tough times, but it is absolutely essential to stay focused on your goals and keep pushing forward to succeed. You may have to try different things, you may have to experiment and test different ideas, but stay focused and don't let the tough times weigh you down, because it is so easy to get absorbed in those poor me feelings. Having the mindset that each challenge can only make you more assertive will help foster resilience in the face of adversity. That's a big mouthful. Must have been feeling really creative when I wrote that. But really, with determination and perseverance, anything can be achieved. It's not that you're not going to get to your goal. It's just sometimes it takes longer than what we anticipate. And I understand how frustrating that can be. So never give up when the going gets tough. Building a successful business is not for the faint-hearted, but pushing through the hardship can lead and should lead and will lead to exceptional results. So the bottom line here is that wealthy individuals know that becoming rich takes hard work, dedication, and sometimes sacrifice. And the same is true for business owners who want to become wealthy from their ventures. A well-thought-out plan for financial success is essential because these goals can only be achieved with proper direction and guidance, essentially a plan. By following these strategies that I've set out for you today, it'll give you direction, it'll give you focus, and it can help you set yourself up on the path towards becoming wealthy through your endeavor. Be sure to grab a copy of the Cash Confident book that will hit bookshelves on May 16th, and don't forget to leave a review.
Thank you for joining us on the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I ask you to hit subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review. You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Melissa Houston CPA, and join us in our She Means Profit Facebook group.